Chairs, No Waiting, episode number 647, Mayberry Maps. Two Chairs, No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check it out. Got some great new Mayberry items there that are just hot off the presses. That's right, you can pre-order Mayberry Man DVD. The Mayberry Man movie, the DVD for it, is ready for pre-order. You can get it shipped on October the 1st, so go ahead and pre-order yours now. Also, the 2022 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar is now available at Weavers. Head over to Weavers and check it out. Two Chairs, No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 647 is Richard Meek. So thank you, Richard, and thank you for being here with me in Mayberry. We've been having a lot of fun talking in the chat room before the show started. At least I've had fun. I hope the chat room was having fun listening and visiting with one another. But any Monday night, well, most Monday nights, you can join us at 8 p.m. Eastern time at live.2chairsnowaiting.com and be a part of the live part of the show, which, you know, I talk and visit with people before the show starts and then a little bit afterwards. And the chat room is a real community, a real Mayberry community. So if you'd like to be a part of that, come and join us on a Monday night. Otherwise, you get to hear the podcast just like this, and we're glad to have you. So this week, we're going to be talking about Mayberry Maps, and we're also going to do some trivia, and then we'll hear from Randy Turner. So Mayberry Maps, the reason this came up, I was talking at work today about, you know, just always trying to come up with topics for the podcast. And they said, somebody ought to do a map of Mayberry. And I went, there is one. And I realized quickly that, this is one of those things that for me, I have a hard time because there are so many things that I think all Mayberry fans already know. Okay. So everybody doesn't know this. And I never realized that. So I want to encourage you all as a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, you might enjoy visiting imayberry.com. That's the official website for the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. That's where you'll find the e-bullet. You'll find links to this podcast. You'll find links to Weavers. You'll find all kinds of stuff. There is that site. I created the site back in 1994, somewhere right in there. I started doing the imayberry.com site. And so there is an amazing amount of information on there because it's 20, I don't even know how many years that is, 30 years ago. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. 28 years, 27 years worth of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff on there. I just don't want to even think about how long it's been. But one of the things that you can look at, if you go there and you scroll down, there is right there on the front page of the site, there's actually a link that says Mayberry Maps. Mayberry Maps. So if you click it, it'll take you to a website, another portion of the website that has maps of Mayberry County. The entire county of Mayberry is on there. Jack Fellinger, a fellow, a great Mayberry fan who's passed away since, drew this map, and there's a PDF version of the map right there for free for you to get. You can print it. You can go out and take it somewhere and have it printed in a big format. You can do that. There's also a blueprint of the Mayberry Courthouse. Now, this is something I did, and I don't even know what year. Whoops, I did it. The courthouse, the Mayberry Courthouse blueprint. So it was a long time ago. I set out to make a blueprint of the Mayberry Courthouse. And what you'll see there is what I did. It's only the first floor of the courthouse. We all know that there's a second floor up there where the mayor sits, right? And there's a basement, but we never actually see those. So they're not actually drawn out on here at all on this site. But that the main courthouse, the public area of the courthouse where Andy and Barney always were, are right there on the site. Now, you'll enjoy it if you go and look. So when you come in the front doors of the courthouse, there's drawings showing you the desk over to the right, the chairs that sit there right as you on the right when you come in. You know, there's two rows of chairs where people are often sitting. Then you got Barney's desk area and the filing cabinet. All that stuff is right there on the map, and you can easily see it. And there's even distances, like how far it is. Like, for instance, according to this drawing, which again is just something I drew, it's 23 feet 7 inches from the front wall of the courthouse to the back wall of the courthouse, that main room where the bulletin board would have been. So it's that far. It's about 24 feet nearly long and about 22 feet 1.5 inches wide, that part of the room. And that's from the divider that divides the main part of the courthouse room from the jail cells. Everybody, all you guys should be able to picture this in your head, even if you can't see this. There is a video version of the podcast where you could be seeing this, but all of us in our mind know what the courthouse looks like. So all of this is in there. You'll be able to see it. I drew it out as best I could. And you know what was really cool is it actually all fit. Because one of the things I had problems with, you know, is because there's some inconsistencies in the show, right? In one episode, Barney pulled the window out of Otis's cell to try to get him out. Remember that? Well, I had to try to figure out what the building might look like if that were the case. Well, what I ended up doing is, basically, there's like a little storage room right there that window actually opens into, rather than opening to the outside completely. And it's got a big door on it so that if it were open and Barney was outside, he could have hooked to the jail bars of that window with the car and pulled it. And you would have seen out that door after he pulled it, because that's what you see on the show, right? So I realized that it's not all exactly correct, but it's as close as I can get it. So it's a Mayberry courthouse. I invite you to go and see it. Oh, the other thing I try to figure out is, how do you get up to the mayor's office or down into the basement? Because we know there's an upstairs. So how do you get downstairs as well? So I drew the back of the building, you know, where, you know, the area where Barney sits, where there's a cot back there and he sleeps sometimes, the back room. Well, the other side of the wall there, toward the jail cells, kind of that side, I put a stairwell. So there's a way to get upstairs right there to go to the mayor's office. So anyway, go and check it out. There's a lot of fun stuff there. And again, if you go to that site, there's a map of Mayberry County. So hadn't really looked at that, but the map of Mayberry County is really pretty interesting, because Jack Fellinger, as I said, he actually did this map, and it's just very detailed. There's things in here, for instance, like, do you remember? I didn't remember. There's places like Hopkins Lake, the Queen Junction, Harnett. There's areas around Mayberry that are listed out in here. And the area over toward Harnett is where Turner's Grade is. So Turner's Grade, you remember, that's where Barney was pulling people over in the sidecar. So he was over at Turner's Grade. Well, that's where it is. And that's where he set up Checkpoint Chicky over that direction. Wally's is just over off Main Street next to Garden Road. So you can see all these different little locations that are listed on this map that you probably didn't ever think about where it might be, because there's a place called Harry's Pond that's near Mayberry there, and it's near the Half Moon Roadhouse. It's fairly close to that, and it's heading over towards Bannertown where Tucker's Lake is. So there's Tucker's Lake and Myers Lake. There's several lakes listed on the drawing. But actually, Tucker's Lake is closer to Mayberry than Myers Lake. Myers Lake is more over towards Pilot County, according to this drawing. And Jack spent a lot of time working on these drawings to get it, get it as accurate as he could. But of course, all these things varied during the show, and so you can go and check it out and see how you think it. You agree with it. And then finally, there is also a map of the town of Mayberry, the city of Mayberry. So you can go check that out. Now, the map of the city is, it was drawn by Jimmy Dean. He drew the map of the city of Mayberry, and it has a lot of great information on there as well. But the main things you'll see is when you start looking at it, there's a bunch of numbered buildings. So there is a index on the website that tells you what each building does. So like building number one is actually the courthouse there in Mayberry. So you can go and find building number one, where it's located. And then building number two is Floyd's Barbershop. Number three is Foley's Supermarket. So you'll see Foley's Market. You see the Mayberry Hotel is number four. And number five is the Grand Theater. So we already know pretty much how that part of the street looks like. But there's things like, let's see, there's the feed and grain. We know about that. That's kind of over behind the courthouse. So if you're in the courthouse looking toward it and go around that corner to the right, that's where you always see the wooden wall that says feed and grain. Well, that's right over in that area. And Walker's Drugstore, of course, that's right across the road from the courthouse. All this information, you can find it on this map, and it's definitely a lot of fun to just look at it and try to get your bearings based on where you think you might be in Mayberry. Like, for instance, the trailer park. You remember the trailer park that Barney went out, the Half Moon Trailer Park? That's out east of town, according to this map. So this is kind of, it's just a lot of fun to see and look around at these maps and just see what at least somebody who took the time to try to figure it all out did to develop the map. So there is a lot of information like that out at imayberry.com. So head over and check it out, because I promise you, if you enjoy looking around and doing stuff related to the Andy Griffith Show, you're bound to find something over at imayberry.com that will pique your interest. And there's links, as I said, to all the other sites there as well. One of them being mayberry.info, which is a wiki about the Andy Griffith Show that we fans of the Andy Griffith Show have created and run and added information to. So definitely something worth checking out and seeing if you can find information about things that you might not know or didn't remember. There's a frequently asked questions section, which is really good. We've done some podcasts about that as well. So what I'm really saying is there's an awful lot of information out there. Sometimes I am so deep in the woods on the Mayberry stuff that I forget some of this stuff you guys may not know and may not know about. So I need to remind you from time to time that these things exist, and there's all this fun out there to be had and information that you can gather. So, all right. So that's enough preaching and everything. I think we need to play a little Mayberry trivia. What do y'all think? So let's get the background music going for our trivia. There we go, for the VW Boys. By the way, VW Boys, there's a CD. There are CDs available at Weaver's Department Store. You can go and check them out. If you're looking for VW Boys music like you're hearing, you can pick them up over at Weaver's Department Store. So, all right, everybody get your pencil out and let's play some Mayberry trivia. Question number one is a true or false question. Otis had a brother who was also a town drunk. True or false? True or false? Otis had a brother who was also a town drunk. All right. Not going to take too long on these because we're going to read a few tonight. Otis had a brother who was also a town drunk. The answer is true. That is true. Ding, 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 ding. Good job. All right. Number two. Who said speed, speed, speed? That's all he ever thinks about. Who said speed, speed, speed? That's all he ever thinks about. Okay. Think about it. Try to think about that. And who do you think it is? Last chance. Who said speed, speed, speed? That's all he ever thinks about. The answer is Goober. Goober Pyle said, speed, speed, speed. Is that all you ever think about? That's all he ever thinks about. Speed, speed, speed. Yeah, that's Goober. All right. Number three. All right. Number three. What are the only three things? Got to name them all. What are the only three things that will go get Goober out of the courthouse? What are the only three things that will get Goober out of the courthouse? That's where you'll have to call me a liar. Yeah. What are the only three things that will get Goober out of the courthouse? That early part, that's where you'll have to call me a liar. But I'll be there. Said I'd be there, I'll be there. All right. Here we go. The answer. What are the only three things that will get Goober out of the courthouse? Here's the answer. Fire, famine, or go down to the drugstore and get a sandwich. I'll eat in. Oh, that's so awesome. All right. That was number three. How'd you do on that one? That was good. That was a good one. All right. Number four. Who told his brother he was a deputy sheriff? Who told his brother that he was a deputy sheriff? Do you need help on that? I can give you some multiple choice if you do. Who told his brother he was a deputy sheriff? Was it Gomer, Goober, Howard, or Otis? So the answer is, who told his brother he was a deputy sheriff? It was Otis. That's right. Good job. I see folks in the chat room are getting that. Good job. All right, next question, number five. Another true or false question. These are true or false. The question is, Asa was a guard at the Mayberry Bank and Weaver's Department Store. True or false? Asa was a guard at the Mayberry Bank and Weaver's Department Store. We need to hire Asa here. That'd be good. All right. Asa was a guard at the Mayberry Bank and Weaver's Department Store. True or false? The answer is that was true. Ding, 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 ding. I need some sound effects, don't I? All right. So it was true. Yeah, we need to get Asa here. she needs somebody to work. She's got an alarm already. So what Mrs. Weaver's yelling in the background. So Asa was asleep, though, all the time. So it didn't really, and his bullets were green. People in the chat room. All right. Number six. Who regularly called Andy Andrew? Okay. There's a couple of chances on this one. Who regularly called Andy Andrew? Think about that one. Who regularly called Andy Andrew? All right, there's actually two answers I'll accept on this one. Final chance here. I'm going to read it one more time so I can try to say regularly. Who regularly, there we go, called Andy Andrew? All right, so the answer, you get credit on either one of these. Mayor Stoner, also Mrs. Sprague, Howard's mother. Yeah, Howard Sprague's mother. There you go. All right, how'd you do? Did you get that? That was pretty fun. All right, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number 7. Number 7, this is a good one. You're going to get this quick. Who lived with squirrels and chipmunks? Who lived with squirrels and chipmunks? Okay, now that's the answer there. Who lived with squirrels and chipmunks? All right, you got to give me the name of the person, right? So the answer is, who lived with squirrels and chipmunks?
You just lived with enough squirrels and chipmunks. You know, I have to do, Ernest T. Bass. Yeah, I'm just going to go hermitize myself. It won't be too bad. You live with having enough squirrels and chipmunks. It'll be fine.
All right. Number eight. I'm not going to do this one. You already know the answer. I'm not doing that one. Here was the question. Who is the bank guard at the Mayberry Bank? All right. I'm not, that's not even a question. Not doing that one. So number eight. Here's number eight. It's true or false? True or false? Because it was Asa. We already talked about that in the first, the fifth question. All right. True or false? Andy liked frozen dinners. True or false? Andy liked frozen dinners. True or false? All right. So some of the folks in chat room say they're struggling. This is a true or false, so you got a 50-50 chance. Flip a coin and try it if you don't know it. Andy liked frozen dinners. The answer is that's true. That's true. I like frozen dinners. That's what he said. No, you don't. You're kidding. Oh, let's see. All right. So that was number eight. Number nine. Who danced with Thelma Lou's cousin? Oh, that's a good one. Number nine. Who danced with Thelma Lou's cousin? How you doing? Yep, Andy's favorite dish was a leg of lamb. Mm-hmm. Somebody in chat room said that. Who danced with Thelma Lou's cousin? The answer is Gomer. Gomer Pyle, remember? She's nice. You're right, she's nice. It wouldn't be right for you to go unadorned, right? To the dance unadorned. And that was the next question. Can't read that one either. All right, so what was that, number nine? Number 10, I think this is our last question. I believe I'm number 10. I've lost count. Here's the question. Who sang "Flow Gently, Sweet Afton"? Who sang "Flow Gently, Sweet Afton"? Okay. All right, can you give me the answer? This actually happens in the Mayberry Men movie, by the way. It's a very funny scene. I think you're going to enjoy it. Who sang "Flow Gently, Sweet Afton"? The answer is, I don't see anybody answering it in the chat room. Who sang "Flow Gently, Sweet Afton"? The answer is, it was Juanita Pike. Juanita Pike, that's who it was. Juanita Pike, that's right. The question I skipped was, why did Gomer run out on Mary Grace? Why did Gomer run out on Mary Grace? Well, he went to get her a corsage. Corsage. All right, so how did you do? Did everybody do good? How did you do there? I hope you had a good time around that. That's what the trivia is all about, is just having a good time, bringing back memories from the Indie Grove Show, and just smiling and laughing and having a good time. That's what it does for me. Every time I read these questions, it just makes me remember the scene that the question's coming from, and just makes me smile and laugh. I hope it does the same for you. Now we're going to get to hear from somebody that's got real information that you'll enjoy, Randy Turner.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Jonathan Hole had an incredibly lengthy career, which included playing Undertaker Orville Monroe in The Andy Griffith Show. During one of his earlier radio roles, he crossed paths with someone who was a source of confusion to Mayberry fans for many years. As I discussed last week, Jonathan had an extensive career as a stage actor, including numerous Broadway shows, before entering the medium of old-time radio. After appearing alongside Olin Soule, better known to Mayberry fans as choir director and sometimes hotel clerk John Masters, in the radio soap opera Bachelor's Children, Jonathan acted alongside another future Mayberry recurring character. Beginning in 1944, Jonathan appeared for 4 years in the Chicago-based radio series titled The World's Greatest Novels. Between 1944 and 1948, the series aired 60 dramatizations of classic novels, beginning with Moby Dick. The program was considered to be educational and was often incorporated into classroom curriculums in schools. The Chicago-based cast also included Hope Summers, who Mayberry fans remember as Aunt Bee's kind-hearted but busybody friend, Clara. But another of the regular cast members of that radio series has a novel connection to the Andy Griffith Show. So let's do something we've never done before and take a bit of a detour midstream to discuss this actor. Most Mayberry fans know that certain characters have generated much speculation and research. The most famous is, of course, the immortal Mr. Schwamp. Another was Nice Dress Nellie, a mystery that was only recently solved, as we now know the actress's name was Marvel Lawrence. Another that was a vexing issue for many years was the man seen so often in the background, usually sporting a white fedora. Many fans now know that man is Tom Jacobs, one of producer Danny Thomas's brothers. But for many years, fans thought he was Johnny Coons, a co-star, along with Jonathan Hole and Hope Summers, in the previously mentioned radio series The World's Greatest Novels. It's not surprising that Jonathan and Johnny crossed paths, as Johnny Coons was an active Chicago actor at the time. Around the same time he joined that radio series, Johnny was also extremely active in other Chicago-based programs, such as the Chicago Theater of the Air and Five After the Hour. He appeared often in Vic and Sade, a series that ran 14 years and which co-starred Bill Idelson as Vic and Sade's adopted son, Rush. Idelson would eventually co-write 19 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, including The Shoplifters, which won a Writers Guild Award for comedy writing. In the 1950s, Johnny Coons became a popular children's TV show host in Chicago, where he was known as Uncle Johnny. Later, between 1962 and 1964, he gave voice six times to various characters in Space Angel, an animated show from the same folks that brought us Clutch Cargo. These two series used film of the actor's actual lips voicing the dialogue, superimposed over the animated image in a rather disturbing process they called Synchrovox. Two other fellow cast members with Johnny and Space Angel were Hal Smith and Margaret Carey, better known as Otis Campbell and Bess Muggins or Helen Scobie to Mayberry fans. The Mayberry series confusion arose when fans noted that the credits of the episode Goober Takes a Car Apart lists Johnny Coons as appearing in the episode. Johnny is credited as man number two, while the more frequently seen Stanley Farrar is credited as man number one. As a reminder of the latter, Stanley appeared several times in The Andy Griffith Show, such as one of the unfortunate judges at the pickle competition, and later as Mr. Foley. For whatever reason, either Johnny and Stanley's lines were cut, or, more likely, were not filmed at all. Either way, the credits were not corrected and remained in place. So when the usually silent Tom Jacobs had a line, asking Andy, "How did they do it, Sheriff?" fans thought he must be Johnny Coons, a logical conclusion as actors with spoken, scripted lines usually get a screen credit. Of course, it was finally learned that the actor fans had thought was Johnny Coons was really Danny's brother, Tom. But for many years, fans thought the man usually wearing the white fedora must be Johnny Coons. Well, that concludes our detour for this deep dive into the career of Jonathan Hole. After this interesting and unusual Mayberry connection, Jonathan continued to cross paths in old-time radio with other future Mayberry folks, as we will see next time. So that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take care of yourself, take care of others, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow, thank you, Randy. As always, he comes up with great information. I wish I could do that. If you'd like to make sure you don't miss out on any of the great stuff Randy's doing, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com, and you can check it out, and he'll be glad to let you know what he's doing. One of the things he's done, if you guys don't know, there's a couple of books he has that Weavers carries. One of them is Mayberry First. You can go and check that out. And the other one is the 60 Years of Mayberry. Check out both of those great books by Randy Turner over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. One other thing I wanted to mention to you guys is Pluto TV. So we have been talking forever about why is there not a TV station just for the Andy Griffith Show? Well, let me tell you guys, Pluto.tv actually has an entire channel that is the Andy Griffith Show. That is 100% right. It's channel 510, and it is the Andy Griffith Show. I kid you not. You can go, and it shows the Andy Griffith Show all the time. That is the only thing on the channel. Now, there's a lot of other stuff over there that you might enjoy. Classic TV. There's a Caribou Net channel. But channel number 510 is the Andy Griffith Show. Now, the better part, you can watch it on your television if you have a TV that's capable of having apps. So you can go to Pluto TV and get it. You can also watch it on your phone. You can watch it on a tablet. And you can watch it on a computer. So there is no excuse anymore for not being able to watch the Andy Griffith Show, because it is on 24 hours a day on Pluto TV. This is not an endorsement. I have not been paid. I'm not a paid spokesperson, but I have been watching it a lot ever since I found out about this last week. And I definitely want to encourage you to head over there, because this is absolutely amazing, guys. It is an Andy Griffith Show 24 hours a day. There are commercials. You do have commercials, but come on. This is absolutely great. Now, I don't know. I honestly don't know and can't tell you for certain that it's never that there's not cuts in the episodes. I haven't watched close enough to be able to tell, but definitely want to encourage you to go and check out Pluto.tv. Now, one other thing I wanted to mention is we're coming up here on the Mayberry Man VIP premiere on September the 4th in Danville, Indiana. Now, on the night before that, Rick Roberts is going to be at the Royal Theater. That'll be Friday, September 3rd. Beginning at 8:30, I believe the doors open at 8 o'clock. He's going to be there doing a comedy show, and he's going to have some guests there. One of them is Chris Bowman from the Mayberry Man movie, and the other one is some guy that dresses up like Foy the Barber and hosts a podcast called Two Chairs No Waiting. Rick actually asked if I would get up and do a little bit of stuff. I'm going to do it as Floyd, so Floyd will be there, entertain the crowd a little bit. And I'm just excited to be able to add to my resume, performed on stage with Rick Roberts, because Rick is a great comedian. Definitely something you want to come out and do. Now, this is a event to raise money for the Danville Fire Department. So you're going to be able to kind of donate when you come in and pay at the door what you think it's worth. So consider donating well to help these amazing guys that and I guess ladies, probably. I don't know who makes up the fire department in Danville, but whomever they are, they deserve support for the amazing work that that first responders do for us. So thanks to Rick for asking me and Chris to just be a little bit of a part of his show. Thanks really, because we'll come out there and do, we'll be able to kind of not warm up the crowd, but they'll be so desperate for Rick to come out after we've been out there that it's going to be great. Maybe I should say that's my part. So Chris, maybe he may not be in that same boat, but Chris, if you don't know who Chris Bowman is, he plays Gomer in the Mayberry Man movie. So you're going to have Floyd and Gomer. I don't know if Chris is going to be Gomer or be himself that night, but Floyd will be there. Alan will not. So so thanks again to Rick Roberts for allowing that. And thanks for the great work he's doing there, helping to raise money for the fire department there in Danville. So that is great. All right, guys, we are finished, I believe. If you are still here, I appreciate you sticking around to the end of the podcast. It's always great to be here with you. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I would love to hear from you. And until next week, guys, have a great Mayberry week. And we'll see you back here on Two Chairs. No way. Good night, everybody.